You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Thanks once again to Deputy Joe McHugh, Damien Dowds and Sandra Haughey. We're going to be joined very shortly here at Rush Fitness in Lisnennan in Letterkenny by the proprietors, namely Emmett and Maria Rush. Very much looking forward to a chat with them. We might even try and get Maria to stick around for the entertainment slot between 11 and 12 as a regular, so we look forward to that. We're going to tell you what's going on here and what could be going on here for you. And we're inviting you to come down between now and 12 noon to come along and tour the state-of-the-art facilities here at Rush Fitness with coaches available to answer your questions and provide expert advice on reaching your fitness goals or even just perhaps having that initial conversation about what your fitness goals could or should be. So get on down here. The doors are open, loads of parking, and there's refreshments here as well. I see biscuits, I see tea, I see coffee. So it is an open day, right up until 12 noon here at Rush Fitness. Now, before we take a break and crack on, instructors in Letterkenny, says the listener, have nowhere to meet students. The RSA didn't help in any way. Respectfully ask the panel, what is a woman and how many genders are there in their opinion, as the Dáil under Helen McEntee, with the support of Joe McHugh's railroading through a hate speech law in the dying days of the government of law, if it went to a referendum, would not be passed. What is the relationship, listener, between the hate speech laws and what a woman is? Maybe I'm missing the connection there. It could be my ignorance. Liam Payne, young 31-year-old former One Direction band member, very sadly lost his life a couple of days ago. A listener asks, is it time for record companies to have psychologists on their books from now on in his memory as a duty of care for the vulnerability of the young talent? Fame is very clearly very damaging, especially in today's world, but who would be responsible for he, because obviously he went through the whole X Factor process and went through that. I believe recently he was dropped by his record company. Should they have supports in place after the termination of a contract? And I presume there are thousands of people dropped from their contracts on an annual basis, not just high profile people. So I don't know how that would work, but definitely there does seem to be more need for more of a duty of care to these people. A caller says, I was not a Sinn Féin voter and was almost convinced to vote for them, but I see that Sinn Féin is like Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They sold their soul to EU and do not push the Irish needs first and foremost. Only answer is to vote independent, even independents, and we might just knock them out of their high horse and see what they prioritise. Another, Sinn Féin should trawl through all the records of court cases of the last year or two and find out who were the TDs from all other parties and none who wrote glowing character references for ones on trial for all offences, and then name them and ask the parties what they've done about it. In other words, take the fight to them. Maybe they would be better keeping that firepower in their arsenal till the election is up and running and then out them. Can you ask the panel how a six-year-old goes missing from school for 2 years and nobody from the school or social services misses him or tries to find out where he's gone? Yes, indeed. That is a very, very difficult story. That my understanding is the school thought that he'd moved to Northern Ireland, but what is done to check that or who chases that up? Will you get Senator Sharon Keown on to talk about hate speech laws? Media is not covering this, which is being passed next week. There's loads of people, not just her. I do know that she read a load of genders into the Shannon record, Sonic and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, we're going to be touching on that, I'm sure, at the start of next week. Hi, can you tell me, please, is Marion Harkin running? Thank you. Yes, indeed, Marion Harkin has expressed her intention to run in the next general election. The 100% Redress Party's decision not to run a candidate in Inishowen can only be to protect Sinn Féin's seat. I, for one, will not be voting for them now, says a listener. And unfortunately, says another, Sinn Féin will get a bloodied nose in this election. I fear Pádraig McLoughlin will have a fight on his hand for a seat by the 100% Redress Party running a candidate after the carry-on that has gone on with some of its members. They got it wrong on the referendums, immigration and other issues as well, says the listener. Now, the 100% Redress candidate is not running in Inishowen. And if it's not running, if they're not running in Inishowen, some might say, well, why run at all? Greg, brochures out already, election day not far off. Indeed, listen, they only need to give 22 days notice. We are all having an election at the end of November or the start of December. Right, Hugh Brennan. Hugh Brennan McDwyer is in Dunlow. Happy birthday, Hugh, from Dennis and all the crew. Another one for Hugh Brendan McDyer. Glentees, he's moved and changed his name, but I presume it's the same person. Hugh McDyer in Glentees. Have a great day. Love from Colleen, Noel, Shay, Reese, and Grace. Okay, right, we are live here from Rush Fitness. Very excited for the next couple of hours. We're going to be talking about how you could get in shape for Christmas. They've got the next Fit in 42 program starting on November 4th. What is that? How can you get involved? We'll let you know. There's the Members Cardio Challenge to help raise funds for a defibrillator, small group training, and so much more besides. They're 10 years in business here in Liscannon in Letterkenny. Call down, say hello. You can get a tour of the facilities they have here. There's an upstairs and a downstairs. You can come and say hello to us too as we broadcast live for the next couple of hours. Come down and see the Friday panel. That's gone. Come down and see That's Entertainment live and in the flesh. Why not? All very exciting. Right, we are going to take a break. Keep your calls, comments, texts coming into us, by the way. 086 60 25,000. That's the WhatsApp and text number. Give us a call on 074 91 25,000. Bit of bass. Sound a bit bassier there, do I? Yeah, a bit more bass. Or email comments at highlandradio.com. Okay, back with more very, very shortly. Stay right where you are. We are live here from Rush Fitness in Lesnennan in Letterkenny. And we have Maria Rush. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Ray.
Good to have you with us. Oh, you've switched those around. You did, yeah. And we also have Emmett Rush. Hi, Emmett.
How are you, Greg?
I'm doing fantastic. Guys, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a
wonderful, wonderful achievement. Emmett, why did you decide to open up your own business?
We opened more out of necessity than anything else. I had been freelancing in another place and they decided to close. So we had about 4 weeks to make a decision and decide whether we were going to do something or go back to... I was previously working in a leisure centre, so it was either go back there or try and push on myself. So I had been working with Ursula Donnelly across the road for Start Your Own Business course. And I rang Ursula and said, do you have anything available? And that was about a week ago, 10 years ago. And Ursula came back a week later and says, there's a place if you want it. I didn't know much it was going to cost. I didn't have any money, but I agreed to it. And this day, 10 years ago, that was the start of it.
And was there a particular ethos or way of doing it that you wanted to do a little bit different?
Yeah. So whenever I started out, there's always trends that come through in the fitness industry, and the trends tend to serve a certain ratio of people. But there's always people like ourselves that those trends tend not to suit because they're either too intense for them or they're just out of their range of abilities. So I wanted to serve people like ourselves so that fitness was available to everyone. And that's what we've built on from then.
Yeah, indeed. And Maria, you know, I mean, you can follow trends or what have you, but there's a core there that remains, I presume, and you stick true to that.
Yeah, well, we very much base this on building on what works. And for us, what Emmett programs and what Emmett has done over the years, it's our basis and it works. Everything we do around the training program then is extra, but we don't change the core of what's at the very, very heart of Rush Fitness, which is proper training, expert coaching, and community. So we can add all the bells and whistles we want, and you can do what you want when it comes to trends and different things to jump on. But when it comes to training, we want to make fitness functional for people. We want to make it inclusive for everybody. We want to make it fun. And we want to make it something that is a fun part of your life as opposed to something you have to do or something that you do because you have to, you know. Yeah. It's not punishment, it's a privilege. So that's that core value and that core ethos is what keeps us going. And then what we do around it then is very much coming from both the members and the team we have here at the minute as well.
And I don't mean this in a judgy way, but the one thing I've observed being here today and here before is there's loads of different people. You can see, you know, everyone's got different lives, whether they've just dropped the kids off at school, whether they're, you know, just come off a shift, whether they're at various stages of their Get Fit journey, that you can see they're being targeted in certain areas.
Yeah.
So, you're meeting their needs. And everyone has a smile on their face. You know, a sweaty smile as they leave. But do you know what I mean? There is a sense of enjoyment in it as people are put through their paces. Because, you know, I've heard Maria stern encouragement.
Encouragement.
But we had a lot of personal bests in here this morning. Yeah. You know, everyone's on their own journey, Greg. Everybody's at different phases of life. You know, again, even Emmett mentioned trends. There's so many trends at the minute for certain phases of life that we're all, like, it's marketing.
See, what I'm trying to address there is to maybe dismantle any preconceived notions people might have of what happens when you walk into a gym. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, even with coming in here, we have set up so it doesn't technically look like what people's preconceived idea of what a gym would be. It's clean, it's tidy, everything's laid out. There's nothing lying over the floor. There's no mirrors. There's nobody grunting in the corner. There's a market for that type of thing. That's what I came up through. I'm training 30 years, so I've been in all types of gyms. And I knew that for the main market of people who might want to train, that type of gym is completely off-putting for them. And then there's no customer service in it, and that you pay, you get a key to the door, and then it's up to you what you do within the gym. And that's why there's no longevity with people whenever they start training, because they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. They go in, they'll do whatever they feel is comfortable, which for a lot of people is maybe get on the treadmill or get on the cross trainer, do a little bit of weights. They get a month or two in, they realize they're not getting any results, nothing's changing, even though they feel like they're going to the gym quite often, and then they give up, and then that cycle repeats year and year and year, kind of like a January resolution. So we tend to bring people through the door, and we have a journey that we bring them through with us. So our customer journey is to try and help them through the first 90 days to make fitness a part of that journey, so that it becomes part of their life and part of, like Maria said, it's something that they do rather than something that they have to do.
And also too, you see, you bring the 10 years of experience here. This is not just something you came up with yesterday and hope it might work.
No.
This is tried and tested. You've seen the results, you've seen the people come through and stay or come through and move on or whatever might happen. So it's tried and tested and it works. Now, there's an opportunity here as well, by the way, for any of you out there listening or watching the show to ask questions as well, too. So if you have any questions about fitness or any questions specifically to coming in and starting or continuing or switching your fitness journey to Rush Fitness, get them into us, 086 60 25,000, because we've got a fantastic opportunity here to get as many answers as you have questions. We were last here a couple of years ago, Maria, and I said in the first hour that you don't stand still, right? Because when things are going well, the easiest thing in the world to do is not risk anything, you know what I mean? To say, right, we've got a nice little thing going here, we'll just keep at that. But you didn't, and maybe, Emma, I don't know if you want to answer this one, it's up to you two guys. But, you know, you says, right, okay, we've a space upstairs, we can utilise that, we can add something different, you know? And it was a big decision, I presume, to make. And it's proved really successful for years again.
Yeah, we put the space upstairs. So we came out of the back of COVID, and this was planned for pre-COVID, and the plans fell through on it, basically because the company that was doing the plans for the structural steel was too busy, and it was a godsend, because the steel would have been in, COVID would have been hit, and we probably would have been bankrupt. So COVID hit, we came out the back. We came back very well after COVID in regards to people wanting to come back to train. So based on the confidence in that, we went at it and we did the renovation. Again, there's nothing that we do that's done on whims. This is planned out. Everything was planned out for how we seen this going, and like our 10-year plan, we're 3 years into this now, and we're more or less where we had planned out for the 5-year plan. So this is what we want to keep doing, is keep growing.
And Maria, what did upstairs allow you to do that either A, you weren't doing, or B, you were trying to accommodate in this very generous space, but you know what I mean, your ambitions exceeded the floor space available?
The space to let us bring in the small group personal training that Emmett had wanted to do for so long. At the very, very start, it was really just himself, you know, so it also allowed us then to put more times on the timetable, offer more to the members and hire staff. So we have upstairs, our sweat sessions upstairs are very much your typical fitness class, but again, they're programmed by Emmett. There's nothing that you'll do in here that you'll get anywhere else. Everything's specifically trained and coached by him and programmed by him. And then we keep our team constantly trained as well to make sure that customer service stays high, but also that their quality of coaching doesn't slip. The small group personal training, you know, it was new at the time, but it's very much most people are modelling now on, you know, because it works. It allows people to do their level of fitness, their level of training.
Is that what I saw this morning?
That's what you were watching this morning.
So, you're consciously not watching people because we're not normally here, right?
Yeah.
But what I could see was there's different people doing different things and you're moving between them. So whilst there's a number of people here at the same time, everyone seems to be focusing on something specifically for them.
Yeah. And everyone's going at their own pace. We have people here who have injuries. We have people here who are post-surgery, who are post-illness. We have people here who are as strong as they've ever been and as fit as they've ever been. It doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, what size, what shape you are, what condition your body's in. They train side by side. And it's a much more enjoyable and more welcoming environment than one-to-one. Because people sometimes find that quite intimidating, whereas you don't get away with anything. We still are watching in the same level of coaching as one-to-one, but it's, as you saw this morning, the crack's good and there's a lovely environment and people are encouraging each other to keep going.
So it feels like everyone's got their own personal trainer, which they have, but that's what we do.
Because of the way small group personal training is becoming nearly a trend, because it's come up over the past sort of 10 years and more people are doing it. But for some places, it's been done in a way that it's like a large group fitness class, because everybody isn't getting individual for what they need. We do it in a way that it's personal training that's done in a small group. So what you've seen were people doing similar movements, but in a different way. Somebody barbell squatting, somebody bodyweight squatting, somebody goblet squatting.
You could see the nuances in
it's individualized because you can't do that type of strength training where you're looking for somebody to lift what they can lift.
And I observed someone who was, I can't remember exactly what the phraseology, I don't know what it is right, but they were doing squats with a weight, right? But you just had a seat there to, presumably, so you don't go a box, right?
Yeah.
So that, and it's, I presume at some point that box is removed and someone else is doing those, they're not using the box. And it's tailoring it so that no one's straining themselves, no one goes, stuff it, I'm not going back there, that was too tough.
And
I'm
we know
not
our
trying
members,
to keep up with someone.
We know our members as well. You know, when, as Emmett said, when they come in the door at the start, they do a personal consultation with them, and that's myself and Emmett and Declan would do that. So we know them from the start, and then we know them and we follow them through their progress. So I know that John, for example, may have come in with a bad hip last year, but he's now able to do this, but we still have to keep an eye on that. So we know them, and we're able to personalise it for them based on what they can do.
Rightio, if you have any questions for Emmett or Maria, 086 60 25000, you might hear the ambiance. We are in their wonderful facility here. It is Rush Fitness Lisnennen in Letterkenny. Call down, by the way, because if you have a preconceived notion of what a gym is, you know, everyone walking around with a towel over their shoulder and leotard sweating, and it ain't like that, right? It's a beautiful setting and environment. And as Emma pointed out, you know it's a gym, but it has a different feel to it.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So let's talk about, well, firstly, come down, by the way. It's an open invitation. Fit in 42 program, that's beginning now, probably around about 42 days before Christmas, Emma?
Pretty much, yeah. It's our fat loss program. We only run them 3 to 4 times a year, so we do them so that people are able to attack fat loss over a short period of time and then stop it before they attack it again 2 to 3 months later. The thing that we never did was to be a diet club where people are always on a diet, because that doesn't work. If diets worked where people are on them all the time, there wouldn't be the issues that we have. Most people's diets, and they have negative connotations towards them. So our Fit in 42 program is more of a learning curve for them, and that we do a seminar at the start where we explain what you're doing, how you do it, why you're doing it. We set out their calories for them. We do a full in-body scan on the in-body scanner that breaks down everything. So they're not just stepping on a scale. They're seeing fat loss, muscle mass, visceral fat, and then we're able to work calories out based off what that scan gives us. So again, the calories are individualized to the person rather than being a generalized one where it might work for one but not for another.
And when you talk about fat loss, is it fat loss in general, or how targeted can you be? So someone might have a particular concern about a certain area of their body.
Yeah, you can't individualize areas of the body. If somebody has a stubborn area in the body, it's simply because that's where they tend to hold more fat.
But isn't that good? That's good that people know that we're actually being honest here. It's the reality.
The reality for most people is they would love to come in and maybe I just want to target my stomach because everything else looks okay. You can't do that. Fat loss will come off everywhere. If you have a certain area that tends to be more stubborn than others, it may need a little bit more work to it to allow blood flow to come into it, to allow fat to mobilize, but your nutrition is still what is going to help the fat loss come off. You can't train away fat.
And is it as simple as, you know, consuming less calories than you burn? Or is it about the types of food as well? Or is it all interlinked?
It's all inclusive. A calorie deficit is what's going to help help you start to burn body fat. But food quality also matters, because if you're eating, say, junk food, for example, and you need 1,600 calories for weight loss, you could very easily get rid of 1,600 calories in junk food within 1 to 2 meals, and that leaves you at the rest of the day not having no calories left. Whereas if you're eating more quality, nutrient-dense food, what most people find in the Fit and 42 is when they come in after the first week, they're like, I can't eat the amount of food that I'm eating, because they've gone from eating small amounts of high-dense calorie food, which didn't really fill them up, and to eating nutrient-dense food that is a lot of food but very little calories. So
you can feel full.
You feel full while losing weight,
there's no harm occasionally having a takeaway or whatever.
No.
But say you go in and have a burger and chips and a Coke, and it's packaged together as a meal.
Yep.
Like, there's an awful lot of crap in it, but it's not in any way filling.
No.
I find whatever is in it, you've taken on in all these calories, and you could be hungry half an hour later. There are foods that you can eat that will give you that sense of fullness.
Yeah.
So, which is effectively what a lot of the jabs that are out there at the moment. Okay, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, primarily they're there to treat diabetes or what have you, but there is a lot of people are taking them for weight loss.
Yes,
but you can do that yourself, because all it is doing is telling your brain you're full.
Yes.
And you can do that the proper way without sticking a needle into your belly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Maria, start that again.
It's mindset as well. You know, we've come through our whole lives being told that exercise is bad for you, or that it's hard to do. And also with marketing in the food industry, like, we see eating properly as a punishment. We see healthy eating as something that you're doing as a sacrifice. You know, I've worked in staff rooms where I've come in with my lunch and it's like, oh my god, is that all you're eating? I'm like, no, I've got more here than you have in that. But it's getting past that kind of 80s and 90s lifestyle that we've been brought up to think that this is all a punishment. This is not a punishment, this is a celebration. Put good food into your body, you can have balance, of course you can enjoy a meal out.
And fundamentally what we're talking about here is actually good health. It's for us, right?
Yeah.
So we have good health. And longevity,
yeah.
And the good health to enjoy, hopefully, these longer lives that we're having. All right, there's some much more coming from Emmett and Maria here. We're live from Rush Fitness, and it's a hive of fun and excitement. And you can come down and taste the vibe. There's tea, coffee, biscuits. There are people on hand here to show you the facilities. You don't have to commit to anything right now. Just come in, have a look around, and see if it is for you. And today maybe could be the first day on your wellness journey. All right, we will take a break. Emmett and Maria are going nowhere. Back after these. Yeah, so we're going to talk about those corporate wellness packages. We are in a really busy gym here. Lots of people being put through their paces, full of activity, making me feel incredibly lazy. Kathleen joins me. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good to see you. Mary's with me as well. Hi, Mary.
How are you, Greg?
I'm doing fantastic. What about you?
Not so bad.
Good stuff. Kathleen, is this a misprint? How long have you been coming here?
2.5 years.
Okay, that is a misprint. I thought it was the 25. I was going to say, oh, no. Open 10 years ago. No, I'm only messing. So, Kathleen, how did you begin your fitness journey?
Well, I've been doing exercise all my life.
Very good.
Walking a lot, and I would go to gyms, but, you know, you're just doing it on your own. It's not the same. So then 2.5 years ago, my daughter was getting married, and of course I had to fit into the dress. So she said, Mommy, come along with me to Rush Fitness. And I came, and I haven't looked back since.
I've spotted the misprint here. Someone's written your age down in front of me.
Yeah.
Are you saying your age?
I don't mind. I'm 75.
I find that incredibly hard to believe. You look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Well done. And you feel fantastic, do you?
I do. I do. I'm retired 15 years.
Mm.
So I wanted to do something rather than sit at home, you know, and do nothing. And I find not only physically is it good for me here, but mentally as well. And I've made a lot of new friends like Mary here. And Anne, who's on holiday in Fuerteventura, who's Maria's mum, so we'd like to say hello to her.
Okay.
Hopefully she's listening.
Yes,
but
indeed.
It's great to, you know, it gets me up in the morning, three mornings a week, and at the start of the day, and it's great.
Yeah.
And it's great here. The staff are absolutely wonderful, and everybody, it's like one big family.
Yeah, and it's a family, a diverse family, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
There are, I still don't believe it, but you're 75, there
yeah.
are people here that are
younger.
Much younger,
oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
and it's tailored for all. Mary, Kathleen's friend now, also fellow worker outer, how long have you been coming to Rush Fitness?
I've been coming in the last 2 years.
Okay.
Every week for twice a week.
And you did it as part of sort of a general fitness thing as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because you've been you've been under the knife, so to speak.
I have.
Not literally,
yeah.
but
yeah. When I was 49, I got my first stent in, and there is a heart disease in my family, so I was keeping an eye on things. And then I just 2 years ago I retired, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I don't know. I must have heard Emmett or something on talking on the radio about, and I thought I'll. Have a wee
brilliant.
Look, and
it
I rang.
It might have been 2 years ago today, maybe. You know, we were here 2 years ago. Maybe you heard it on
yeah.
Ireland.
So I rang Emmett and I said, you know, I was interested in joining his gym. And he said, I told him my condition, that I had stents in my arteries. And he said that I would need a letter from the cardiologist. So I got that. And then I came here then, and Maria put me through my paces for the first time. And you know, some of the exercises I thought I couldn't do, and now I'm just, well, hopefully flying. But
no, you are, and that's a really important thing, because I think some people, when they get something like stents in, they be overcautious then,
yeah.
that they sort of go, right,
yeah.
I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah.
But once you had that conversation with Emmett, you were given the confidence to know that you
yes.
can do the exercise
yeah.
and enhance and protect your health.
Yeah, and then Emmett has these belts that you can buy them, and I have one, and then it tells you your heart rate. My heart rate can go up a certain, and then when there's a screen on, and it watches your...
So you're reassured the whole
reassured,
time.
Reassured,
brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's monitored whilst you're exercising.
Yes,
wow,
yes,
what a fantastic
yes,
service.
Yes, yes.
And PBs, there were people hitting personal bests all morning here, ladies. Any personal bests, Kathleen? Today, have you hit any personal bests yet? In the gym?
Just do my best.
Listen, that's good enough. Kathy,
I know, the
yes.
weights and everything have gone up a bit, you know,
yeah.
what we're doing.
Well,
and
listen,
that.
I mean, what an advertisement
yeah.
for the gym. You both look absolutely
yeah.
amazing. And I love your story, Mary, in that your health is so closely monitored and
yeah.
factored in.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well
yeah.
done to both
yeah.
of you,
yeah.
okay? Thank you very much
All
indeed.
Right.
Wow, two lovely ladies there. That's Kathleen and Mary. Kathleen is Rush Fitness' most senior and proudest client, I'm told, 75 years of age. And Mary, a very interesting story there with the stints and what have you. Right, we're going to be putting some questions to Emmett Rush as well, 086 60 25,000. If you have any, if you've got someone just texting, I'm watching online, that woman isn't 75. I actually would agree with you. She looks absolutely amazing. But anyway, my point I was saying was that if you have any questions for Emmett, he's going to be doing a Q&A with us before 11. 086 60 25,000. 086 60 25,000. And just as we line up our next guests on the show, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, then rejoin us here at Rush Fitness. Liz Denon, call down, say hello, have a cup of tea, and see what they can do for you here. Okay, in the weather, I'm just going to bring you a weather warning issued by Metair, and we were anticipating this. It's a moderate weather warning for wind for Donegal. Storm Ashley will bring strong and gusty southerly winds, coupled with high spring tides, possibly impacting coastal flooding, large coastal waves, some fallen trees, branches, difficult driving conditions, and debris could be on the roads, etc. It's valid from Sunday morning at 10 a.m. until Monday midnight, effectively. So it's in situ for there. That is coming. That's the first named storm All right, we're not going to worry about storms just now because we're in the confines of a beautiful gym. It's Rush Fitness here in Islington and Letterkenny. You can call down and see what they have to offer before 12. It's an open day, but that being said, you can call down here any stage that are open and talk to the guys, including Declan, who is head coach at Rush Fitness. Declan, Majin Wai, good morning to you. Thank you for chatting to us.
No worries at all.
How long have you been here, Declan?
I've been here for roughly about a year and a half now. With Rush Fitness. I only moved over to Letterkenny last year as well, so it's all new.
And your background is in performing?
Yes, I was a professional Irish dancer. I was in Lord of the Dance for 10 years, just about. Yeah,
wow, fantastic stuff. And did you work here and professionally dance, or did this career start as the other came to its conclusion?
So this I ran straight into this. Last year, I done my last tour in Dubai with Lord of the Dance, and then from here I knew I was moving to Letterkenny, so a few months here I was kind of thinking what's the best way to go after the show, and it just made sense to stick within that kind of fitness area.
And why was Rush Fitness a good fit for you? Because, you know, with your experience, your knowledge, you could have worked anywhere. Why here?
I kind of think it was just we were on the same wavelength a bit. When I came and looked at the place, it was just as soon as you walk in the door you can see how professional it is, you can see how amazing it is. And then from the first time meeting Emmett and Maria, I kind of made my decision from then. I was like, this is a place that I would love to be a part of. You know what I mean?
And out of interest, how did your body hold up to your dancing career? You know, there's a lot of pressure on your knees, yeah, hips, ankles, that type of stuff. Is that something you did you come through unscathed, or is that something you have to manage?
Touch wood, I'm okay.
Bad
this
back,
far.
Nothing? No.
I'm actually all right. I used to have bad shin splints. Okay. Like, it would always be from hitting the floor, like. But on tour, you'd be well looked after, like, yep, your physios and all that. So as long as you keep in check of your body, you'd be sweet.
And what is it that you like most about sort of the attitude or the ethos here? You know, the small group personal training is pretty attractive to me. Is that one of the standouts for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's all downstairs, like you said, small group personal training. It's all strength-based. For me, I think it's just it's so accessible for everybody. Like, you don't need to be a certain age or a certain type of person to be in training for strength. Anybody can come in.
Okay, well, we've spoken to Rush Fitness's oldest member. Now we have the longest serving member, Anne Gallagher. Good morning to you, Anne.
Hi, Greg. Good morning. I'm glad that you rephrased that.
Oh, well, I was very, very careful. I've seen your guns. Come here. Why do you keep coming back?
I enjoy it. I've been here for 10 years.
You knew Emmett before that, didn't you? Was Emmett an instructor in a previous gym with you?
Excuse me?
Was Emmett an instructor in another gym with you?
Yes.
So you've known Emmett for ages, then?
I've known Emmett only for 10 years. No,
right.
No.
Oh, okay.
When
so
he
it was
had
here.
His place right. at the mountaintop first, and then he moved down here in 2014. So I've been a member for 10 years. I did work in a pretty stressful job, and so, you know, I found that coming to the gym was always, you know, you get a great buzz. People used to say to me, are you mad getting up at unearthly hours of the morning to go to the gym? But I absolutely believe that it was because I was coming to the gym that I was able to be sustained throughout that difficult period at work, particularly during COVID. Emmett and Marie did lots of online classes, I'm sure, as did others, during COVID. So I think it's just that positivity that you glean from coming to the gym.
And I'll ask you one more question. It's a noisy environment here because everyone's flat out at it. How important is the balance between you getting results right, but it not being so tough that you don't want to come back? There's a sweet spot there, isn't there?
There is. But you know what? At Rush Fitness, you know, before I took a break for a couple of months after I recently retired, and then when I came back I had an assessment and an induction day. And what happens here is that Rush Fitness will actually prepare a program that's suitable for each individual. So you're not here, you're not competing with other people, you're competing with yourself, really, just aiming to be your best. And you do get the results that will be suited to yourself. You're not, you're never, oh yes, they'll put you under pressure to get you the best out of yourself, but they never push you too far that you would. I've never had an injury.
Wow, okay.
In 10 years.
Well, listen, Anne, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for speaking with us. Declan, keep up the fantastic work. Okay, now your questions are coming through thick and fast for Emmett and the team. We're going to get to some of those questions very shortly. I'm sure we discussed this, but anyway, it's coming up right now. You've got time for a quickie to get it in, 086 60 25,000, 086 60 25,000, or call 074 91 25,000. All right, Emmett and Maria back with us in our beautiful studio here. Right, okay. Let me see. I just want a quick word if... no? Okay, are we ready? We are. Okay. I just want a quick word with you, Emmett and Maria. Just, I want to mention the Corpus wellness packages before we get to questions, all right? Because I think that's a really important part of the service you provide, particularly given the businesses that are in and around Letterkenny. So what is the corporate business packages, Emmett?
Yeah, so it started off this year. We started with Donegal County Council. They asked us to provide an initiative for their staff, and we did two of them throughout the year. So there's two options that we do with people. We either go in with the in-body scanner and we do the full body fat scan. We set out basically a health and wellness program for the staff. And then we come back and we check in with them 6 weeks later. And then we do another scan and we give them the results. And then we can provide data and statistics to the company based on what we found from the program that the staff followed. Alongside that, we can also provide either nutritional or training seminars that complement the scan so that people have a better understanding of the results of what they're doing and how they would get results based off what they get from the scan there.
Right, okay, brilliant stuff. I hurt my back many years ago. I find it hard to let go of doing exercise without holding... Sorry, I find it hard to do exercise without holding back to protect my lower back. What can be recommended to strengthen your lower back?
Yeah, so... We have a physio partner that we liaise with, and Patrick at Fix You Physio. So when someone comes in with something like that, where it's been an ongoing thing and it's a reoccurring thing, the first thing we do is get them checked and assessed by the physio. And from that, we'll tailor the program within the facility to suit them. So it could be an issue with the core, it could be an issue with glutes, it could be an issue with the back itself as in a disc issue. Until you know that, it's hard to say what they can do in order to fix the issue. We never give bullet point answers to someone based off things like this, especially when it comes to an injury, because there's so many different factors come into it. So we'll always refer out to medical or physio partners in order to keep the person safe before they come in the door.
This is an easy one, Maria, because this is, I think, a big part of what this day is all about. Is there an option for beginners with no prior level of fitness? And it's a big yes.
Yes, yeah. 100%. We've actually had three people start in the last week who have never, ever set foot in any type of fitness class or studio before. And all three have come in. And after their initial nerves, which is completely normal, they've come in, they've done their first session, and they've absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
There is... Our coaches are trained to the highest standard. There is nothing we can't work around when it comes to whether it's your physical training, but also confidence and empathy. We've all been there. We know how scary it is to do something new. We will literally take you by the hand, yeah, and we will guide you through. So don't be afraid. If you're thinking about doing it, make the decision, because no one's going to do it for you.
No, and lots of people here did that.
Yeah. And actually, just the noise that's going on around us, this is the members, but they're raising money for a defibrillator for the gym for us
here.
Well,
we can talk about during that entertainment, because it's kind of entertaining.
Just here for the crack.
Come here, do you do one-on-one personal training and nutrition plans?
No, we don't. The reason we went down the route of small group is simply to allow people more time slots throughout the week, because with one-on-one, if you're looking for one-on-one training, your times and my times need to match up, and then if your schedule changes... And we have other clients in, we can change our schedule, they help it with you. So the idea of the small group is that we have 47 hours throughout the week that are completely flexible, so that if your time changes, for example, and you were previously booked in for 6 p.m. on a Tuesday, and you can't make that, you can go onto the app and cancel out of that and book into the next 6 p.m. session that suits you best.
And I think if people actually saw in action the small group training, there ain't a big gap between that and one-on-one.
Yeah.
There isn't a big gap in that at all, I don't think.
Not the way that we do it.
Yeah. How many people can come to a class do you have to pre-book? Now, there are various different classes.
For the small group personal training, we do a 4-to-1 ratio. So one coach looks after four clients, and those four clients are broken up into two twos, so you're only ever paired up with one other person within it. You have to pre-book ahead of time in our app, but like I said, we have 47 hours throughout the week, 9 in the morning, or sorry, 5 in the morning, 4 in the evening, Monday to Friday, and then 2 on a Saturday. And then when it comes to the fitness classes, anybody doing the small group personal training gets access to our sweat session for free, and there's 25 hours of them throughout the week, and they can take 16 people in those because they're a large group. So it gives endless availability and flexibility that one-to-one can't do.
Maria, the next question is from someone who I think if they... make a move that their life is going to improve, not just in their fitness, because the question is, I'm shy, can I make an appointment for a look around on my own?
Yes, I
think that person will lose their shyness very quickly once they come in here and you know make new friends and a new environment as well. So I think that person has so much to benefit, really, even beyond just
absolutely anybody in that situation. If you either contact Caroline, I'm sure I can pass on the details, I'm easy enough to find online anyway, so just drop me a message and we'll arrange that. Surely
can I buy a month, or is it a membership based on a year, or
our membership runs monthly, so we tend not to get people to do just a single month, because it's we're trying to get longevity out of the person. We do have a 30-day trial, which is exactly what that's for.
Yeah, but that shows a lot of faith in what you're doing here, because the reality is for what you've just said, you should say you try and lock them into a year to make them come back.
Yeah.
But you ask people to commit to a month with a view to them coming back. So it talks to the confidence in your product, in inverted commas.
We're not looking to lock someone into a year contract and for them not to use it. We want our members to use the facility.
Yeah.
That's how we keep staff.
Last one before the break in the news. Had a new knee replacement 4 weeks ago. How long before I can hit the gym?
It depends on recovery rate. It depends on how strong they were, whether they were training beforehand. There's a few factors within that. Like, we've had people with hip replacements that have ended up back in with us about 8 weeks later, and we just built them up in the small group from that.
Okay.
But if you have no previous training history, there'll be a lot of recovery longer than someone that was previously training. So they'll be checking in with their physio partner anyway, and their
consultant. I'm good for something.
There you go, Greg.
Okay.
So ask the consultant their advice. Once the consultant's happy and once the physio partner happy, we're happy to bring people in.
Emmett, listen, come here. It's a casual at last attitude. We haven't said goodbye to you for the last time. Maria, you're going to stay, and Michael's going to join us. Katie's going to join us, and it's going to be a bit of fun, right? So we'll be back with more after the news. Well, I'll introduce the news, but we'll be back with more after this break.